Unofficial Mills. What's occurring?
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
And here they are.
Not me.
It's the Sugar Babes. Hi, we're on air. Please do not swear. Hello.
Yeah, all right.
Hi. Hi again.
Lovely to see you again.
How are you?
We were looking in the other studio and I was going, where is he?
Oh, no. Yeah, we've moved temporarily.
Is it?
Yeah. How are you?
Sorry, I'm not.
Oh, you're looking for a chair? Oh,
no,
right.
I was losing my balance.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
It's that time of year again when the Sugar Babes are here. Hi.
Hi.
Now, we had John Barrowman in yesterday.
Yeah.
You know him, right?
Yeah.
And he was flirting a lot, wasn't he?
It was a bit embarrassing, wasn't it, really?
It made us feel a little bit uncomfortable. Have you ever met John before?
I saw him when we'd done the Royal Variety performance. He was on the same show. I didn't get to speak to him, but I saw him up and down the corridor a lot.
If you met him, he would have flirted with you, definitely.
You started to hide from him, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I just kind of hid under here like that. But he did bring his mum and dad with him, which is nice. Have you brought any parents with you today?
No.
You
should do it more. I quite like the idea of stars bringing their mums and dads in. You have put a lot of people in, though, haven't you? Are they all your people out there?
No.
Oh my God, look.
What the hell?
No, I just looked through the window and was like, that must be all their people.
No, we've got one person from the label. Two people from the label.
Two people from the label.
And really our tour manager, but then our hairstylist.
Who's also a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Salon is literally opposite.
Across the street. He's come over and
just to come
to surprise us. But we were in the car pulling up going, oh my God, there is Paul. So we're just as surprised as you.
Oh, okay. Actually, we should do a... Because John was quite cool yesterday.
Yeah.
Should we do an Are You As Cool As John Barrowman Sky One style quiz show?
Okay.
All right, okay, let's go. Do you go to car boot sales ever?
I haven't been, to be honest.
Not for years.
Have you been recently?
No.
John has, see. They're good, though. He likes them.
I know.
Them.
I love him with my car collection.
Do you have a cankle?
I don't have cankles.
What's a cankle?
Cankles, like, is that... Big ankles or something?
No.
Yeah. John has. John's got one. He's had an accident recently. He's got one.
Do you
switch between accents when you talk to people?
I do.
Do you?
Yes, I do too. I'd say it.
Yeah. How?
Like if we
could be talking and then
I say doing impressions. Like we do a lot of impressions, don't we? So we suddenly go into America and like, oh my God.
But on stage in between songs and the audience probably think, what are they doing?
John does this weird thing where he'll be talking like he normally does, and then he'll go hello to his mum and dad because they're Scottish, and so is he. So, do you have your own range of cufflinks for sale?
No.
I bet John does.
John does.
Yeah,
you see? What merchandise do you have?
We have t-shirts.
Yeah, we do all kinds of merchandise on tour.
Yeah.
Cups.
Yeah.
Caps. Yeah, cups from Mugger Tea, you know.
Underwear.
I saw the most of it. Do you Sugar Babes underwear?
No. You see, we had the thong thing with the Sugar Babes on it. Well, I found one in my room. I don't know where I got that from. There you go.
I went to see Madonna on Saturday.
Oh, what was it like?
Amazing. So good. I mean, she's like 85 or something now. Like, seriously, it's 2 hours of non-stop movement. It's amazing. Also, with the merchandise, right, there was this pair of unbelievably sexy kind of bum-skimming pants with Sticky and Sweet on. And I thought...
Oh, did you buy them?
I love that.
No, I didn't, Heidi, to be honest, but I was tempted. I did think about it.
But you want a pair.
Have you ever been in Torchwood on BBC One?
No.
John has. Ever been in a musical?
Yes.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
I was going to say John has, but what one was that?
I done Robin Hood and Joseph.
You got to do the impression of the. Is that the one with the British?
Let's
accent?
Leave that there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. Come on! You can't just say that and come on.
Yeah. No. She's talking about when I was Snow White.
Oh yeah, that was another thing.
Anyway, John has done Snow White. So.
Has John been Snow White?
No.
He'd like to be. Would you like to be in our musical? Because we're doing one.
Yeah.
We're doing one this summer. One of you can maybe play Becky, who works on the show. You can do your best Becky impression.
Okay.
But we'll get Becky in a second and we'll do that. One of you could maybe be Joe Wiley.
Yeah.
One of you could be Edith. Here's Becky now. Hi.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Anyway. So were you in school plays and things like that?
Yeah. Yes.
What were you?
What did I do? I was in Rama and Sita. which is Rama and Sita.
Oh, right.
I should have said that with a T instead of being like Sita. Yeah, that's what I was in.
I was in Annie. I was one of the cleaners.
Were you?
Like one of the begging people.
You're a cleaner in Annie?
I just remember I just had to scrub the floor and pretend I was busy.
I was a tree in my school play. That's better.
Oh, I played an ant as well.
An ant?
Yeah, marching ant, yeah.
You see? Put it there. Tree, ant, stick together. Right. No, we're doing a musical in August, but we'll get around to that in a second. Let's see if Matt's still there, but kept on the line for flipping ages. Hi, Matt.
Hi, it's Martin.
Martin, okay, I knew that.
Smooth.
How can I help?
I've got a question for Amel.
Okay.
Hi, you all right, Amel?
Hi, yeah, good, thank you, Matt.
Martin.
Martin,
sorry. Sorry, mate, I really apologise.
Okay, go on.
All right, don't worry. Is there any truth behind the rumour that you and Kanye West are romantically linked?
Oh, God. Oh, because of that rumour, I was almost attacked by Kanye.
Oh, God, really?
You remember in the passage?
Oh, no, it was yesterday. I said it again yesterday.
In the passage?
But, I'm sorry.
You were nearly attacked in the passage by Kanye West. What are you talking about?
Go on, Amel, go on.
No, it's not. It's not true. He's a lovely person. When we see, you know, when we all see him, we always, you know, we say hello and, you know, we're big fans of him as well. But no, there is no truth in that at all.
Right.
Okay.
But you know him, right, don't you?
Yeah, we see him. We talk.
He knows us from that rumour, actually.
Oh, okay. What'd you find out next time you see him? Can he actually see anything through those glasses? Do you know what I mean? Because they don't look like they're very practical.
Bless him.
We don't. Has that answered your question?
It has indeed.
Do you believe them?
I'm not too sure.
Oh,
do you know what's missing from this interview, which was what we had 2 years ago? The sweets.
Yes,
I know.
Yeah.
Right, and also, Sarah of Sweets was emailing me earlier going, yeah, we're going to bring some sweets down for Sugar Babes. They're going to be really vibed up for the interview. They're going to
get, where's the supply?
But no, they haven't turned up, so sorry. Emily?
Yeah?
Hiya.
Hiya.
What's your question?
I was just wondering if any of them are going to audition for Scott Mills' musical.
Well, we just discussed this. The thing is, you had to be a boy to play the part of me.
Yeah, but maybe they could play Becky.
I'd quite like that. Becky, how do you feel about that?
Good.
I've already got an impression already. I can... Hiya! That was it, right?
Yeah, I like it.
There you go.
Yeah, you see? He's just got it already. I like it. Give Becky space.
She's gone.
Oh, no. Right, let's get to your new single. So many people are very excited about this.
There's one for you.
We're
well,
really excited.
I am. Because this is the first time it's been played anywhere.
Yes.
In the whole world.
And this is the right version, because there was a dodgy version like leaked on the net, and well, that's
just
not
a,
the,
yeah, just
yeah, it was like a weird a version. Snippet. This so is the this is the official.
What was on the net then? Was this a version that wasn't
it was
didn't sound anything like it?
It sounded like it. It was a mixed up demo. Yeah.
Okay. Now do I play this one or the one that I've already got in the machine?
That one.
This one. Mm-hmm. Are you promising
either
there's
one,
no swearing?
Either one.
We put it as a present.
That's okay. For home, but this one, the one right. Yeah, okay. You can just play. Yeah.
Okay, what's it called?
Get sexy.
Okay, and it's all about you telling us that you're really sexy and everyone else thinks that you're really sexy.
It's
basically,
no.
Yeah, we think we're real sexy.
Sexy, no, just kidding.
We're
no.
Sexy body.
So nobody's heard this before and you'll hear it for the first time on Radio 1. This is the new single by Sugar Babes.
Woo! Yeah!
Watch me walk, 'cause I'm too sexy in this club. Too sexy in this club. So sexy it hurts. If you feel sexy in this club, then go ahead, post it up, take it down. Let's get sexy right now. Get sexy right now. Get sexy right now. Get sexy right now. For every single time these boys stop and stare, I'd be a billionaire. Yeah, if I had a dime. For every single time these boys stop and stare, I'd be a billionaire. 'Cause I'm too sexy in this club. We'll be right back.
First play anywhere in the actual world of Sugar Babes new track on Radio 1 called Get Sexy. How did that feel?
Really exciting.
Really
got
excited.
Us bopping up and down. Yeah. You know?
I hope everyone likes it.
Yeah, really good. I read somewhere, Emel, that you were saying that people are going to be shocked by the new sound of the Sugar Babes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just something completely different. It's a bit of a clubbier track. I don't know whether I used the word shocked, really, but shocked and amazed. Like a magician.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
What the hell am I talking about? But yes, I think...
There's three words that are mostly coming through on the text. Right said Fred.
Yes.
Are they a big... Do they influence you a lot?
To be honest with you, that wasn't actually our idea, but the producers, the Smeezingtons, did this. Two up-and-coming guys. They've done tracks for Alexandra Burke as well for her new album. And
have you heard any of that?
We've heard one. Yeah, we've heard the single.
The first single.
Any good?
It's really good, yeah. She sounds wicked.
Anyway, back to you.
Back to Sugar Babes. So he kind of played us the idea, and we were like, yeah, this is quite cool. And I think it's nice that, you know, we can have, like, kind of bring the old school in with the new school. Yeah. And we've done things like that before on Freak Like Me, you know what I mean?
But you know half the words already.
There you go.
Do you get nervous before people hear your songs for the first time?
Of course.
Yeah. Right. Especially the first single.
We've been nervous for a few days now, like counting down the days.
But excited at the same time. Yeah. Especially, I do think this is so different from anything, because it's so...
Yeah. And
dancey as well. Like.
Yeah. And that's the most important thing for us, I think, to kind of make sure that we, you know, keep it different. Every single that we come back with, every song is completely different to what we've done before.
I remember Lily Allen came in, didn't she? And she was premiering the Fear first on the show.
She was so nervous.
Terrified.
Really?
Oh, bless her. I didn't think that she'd be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turned out that everyone loved it and it went to number one. So.
Exactly.
So no pressure. Anyway, so that was Get Sexy. Also, when you walk down the street, do people really say "Hey, sexy"?
Hey, sexy.
All the time.
Do they? What do they? What do they not? Apart from that, what do they say?
That's Heidi's new nickname now.
Yeah. What?
Because in the lyrics, she says, "With a two-piece at the beach."
In a two-piece.
Oh yeah.
And so we all call her two-piece now. Yeah. All right, two-piece.
Yeah.
Because
going two-piece.
Normally, I don't know about you, chappers, but when I'm walking down the street, they say.
When I'm walking down the street, they say.
Can you spare 5 minutes for Bernardo?
That's a good one.
5 minutes of your valuable time. What do they say to you, chappers?
They don't say anything to me.
No, because you just walk with your head down.
I put my head down and keep walking.
Yeah.
When I'm walking down the street, they say.
And you go. Yeah. Also, Heidi.
Yeah.
Are you engaged yet?
No.
Right. I quite like it that Dave has very cleverly told a Mirror journalist his plans to propose, so they're all in the paper.
But he didn't.
Right.
He was saying scenarios as a joke, and this journalist actually thought he was being serious and would tell a journalist exactly how he was going to propose.
Oh, okay. So what's the story then?
Well, he was just winding them up, saying scenarios, and
they
printed
though.
It as though it was true, that he was going to parachute down. It involved a parachute in Charlotte Street in London. One involved Paul Weller.
On a parachute?
Yeah, maybe. And then, I can't remember what the other one
was.
And they believed him and wrote it that David let the cat out the bag and that's how it was going to happen.
Oh. Are you getting engaged?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
They will do one day.
They will, won't they?
Do you spend loads of time looking up into the sky looking for Paul Weller at the moment?
Just Paul Weller in a parachute, I hang out on Charlotte Street every day.
Just in case.
Is Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, last bit with Sugar Babes. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
We love it.
Good reaction about the single on the text as well. They are saying more than just Right Said Fred.
Okay.
Even though it's maybe deeply dippy for the next track.
Okay.
Also, Chez has been on. Amel, how's your dining table at the moment?
Lovely.
Is it all right?
Yes.
Because I think he delivered it. He arranged for the delivery of a dining table to you last year. And he wants to know, is it still standing?
Who's this?
A guy called Chez.
Yes, it was last year. Yeah, really lovely dining table. I'm still, I eat my breakfast on there.
Is it still all right?
Yeah.
Because he's a bit worried because some people aren't standing anymore. So just they know everything. But yours is fine. It's got like four legs and everything.
Still got four legs, you know.
Oh, good.
Still there.
All right.
In one piece.
Oh, and someone's called Matt on the M62 said, are you really friends with Rihanna and do you have her phone number?
don't have a phone number, and we've met her, but we're not
like Kanye West.
Yes. Yeah, we've met Rihanna more than Kanye.
Yeah. Yeah,
but she's not like the fourth member, like some people are saying.
No, I think that rumor came by because she actually has. I think she's had more tracks on this album finished than we actually did at the time.
And right. she's been given an input into what she likes. She loved the single.
Right, yeah,
good. And finally, have you ever been terrorized by an air freshener? Because I have. Have you seen? Right, we're talking about
the squirting ones. Always scare me.
No, the squirty ones. You know the ones I mean. Right. So last night I'm reaching for a DVD. The right
and it comes
at
out.
Eye level.
Oh my
face.
God!
Right, it really hurts. Lily of the Valley, straight in your face. But no accidents like that so far.
No, nothing like that.
Just me then.
Just you.
Just me once again. Girls, thank you very much for coming in today. Sugar babe, everybody.
Thank you.